Hello everyone and welcome to Thoughts with Alondra. I'm your host, Alondra Neufeld. I am a senior in high school from Ontario, Canada. Pretty cool, eh? Anyways, there are a lot of things that frustrate and annoy me, and what better way to share my frustration than having a podcast where I hope that other people can relate to it too, and enjoy listening to me rant because that'd be pretty sick. As you've seen in today's episode title, I'm going to be talking about the top 8 hypocritical people. Yes, I know there are probably many more, but I was too lazy to come up with more. Without further ado, here are the top 8 hypocritical people that I came up with. Okay, so the first type of hypocritical people I want to talk about is country citizens. It's kind of random, I know, but I've seen a couple adults complaining about their country's leaders, but don't actually vote. If they don't vote, then they have no reason to complain because they didn't make any effort to pick a better leader for the country that would benefit them and everyone else the most. Be an active citizen and vote for your country's leaders. It's really not that difficult. And if you do, then you can complain. Okay, so number 7 on my list of hypocritical people that I came up with is society standards between men and women. It's not really a person or people, but you get what I mean. There are many things that women can do without getting hate or backlash from that men can't do because they'll get attacked. For example, how is it that women can call men hot and other people are okay with that, but then as soon as men do it, they receive a boatload of hate and get attacked because they're sexualizing women, when that's exactly what women are doing too. It doesn't make any sense to me, and it's extremely unfair in my opinion. Another thing that's annoying with the society standard differences between genders is dating. For women, I'll often hear and even see them talking about how they want to date a man that's over 6 feet tall and how he's so gorgeous and handsome and stuff like that, and it's okay for them to have these expectations of their dream man. But for men, when they say they want to date someone that's more slim, it's 110% not okay at all. They will get attacked like never before for not being accepting of women of all sizes. But women can do the same thing and not get attacked at all, even though they're not being accepting of men of all sizes. It's annoying that we have the society standard difference between men and women because it genuinely just doesn't make any sense. That they can do the exact same thing, but only the men will get hate for it. It's okay to have a preference, you are entitled to your own opinion, but that doesn't mean you should hate on others for an opinion that you don't agree with. Number 6, we have siblings. Oh, the joys of having a sibling. I have 2 brothers, and as much as I love them, they are extremely annoying, especially my little brother Joshua. Sometimes Joshua will randomly call me rude names like fat, ugly, stupid. You know, the generic name calling. I won't say a word to him and I'll just let him call me these rude names. Of course, I'll tell him not to call me those names because it's rude and I literally did nothing to deserve it, but he does it anyways. But when Josh actually does something stupid and I call him stupid for it, it's like the end of the world for him. He'll make a big deal out of it for me calling him that one rude name. He will go and tell my mom and I'll get in trouble. Love that for me, honestly. But when he does it to me, it's okay. Like, nobody. You don't see me crying and whining over the rude names you call me. All I'm doing is giving him a taste of his own medicine and giving him tough love. Only I always end up in trouble and he gets away with it. Moving on to number 5, we have students. Now, we all know those fellow students in school that always get frustrated with the slow walkers in the tiny halls when they themselves are the slow walkers. And this frustrates me a lot because all I'm trying to do is get to class without being too late, you know? Because I'm actually always late for class and it's really bad, but it's fine. Anyways, what frustrates me even more is that you simply just can't walk around these slow walkers because they take up the entire hallway. So now you're stuck behind these slow walkers who are verbally talking about how much they hate slow walkers. Like, hello children, you're doing exactly what you say you hate and now I'm late for class. Alright, my fellow friends, we are now going to be taking a short break for the sponsor of the week. I love my Starbucks refresher drinks, especially during the spring and summer season. Starbucks now has this limited time offer on the delicious refresher drinks. Enjoy a nice, cool, and discounted drink during the warmer weather while listening to my podcast. Use a promo code ALONDRA for 10% off your next refresher order. Continuing on to top 4 of hypocritical people, we have friends and family. In this case, it's my friend who also happens to be my cousin. Anyways, we all know those friends that say they don't really like this other person and will say how ugly that person is, but will go and hang out with this person they said they didn't like, and will comment on their latest Instagram selfies saying how pretty they are, as if they didn't call them ugly 2 days ago. This friend of mine, let's call her Jen to make it easier, does exactly that and way worse. For example, Jen would, and still does, make fun of my other cousin for doing things that were a little strange and unusual. She would say how much she hates these specific things and say how it's so bad for people to be doing it, but will not take part in them. The part that bothers me the most is that Jen will continue to hate on my cousin for doing these things when she's doing it too. Moral of the story, don't hate on someone for doing something that you're doing too. If your opinion changes, that's fine, but don't continue to hate on someone like that. It's just rude at that point. Shuffling down onto number 3, we have parents. The most frustrating thing about parents is how hypocritical they are about phones. I don't know if it's just my parents, but if yours are like mine, then I'm glad I'm not alone in this frustrating time. Okay, so my parents are the type of people that would get mad at me when I'm on my phone for a little while, saying that's all I ever do. Which is not true. For the most part, anyways. I'll be sitting in the living room with my parents, and we're all on our phones for maybe like 5 minutes or something like that, and they'll get mad at me for it, as if they aren't doing the exact same thing as me. It doesn't make sense as to why they're mad at me, though. It's not like I'm doing anything bad. I'm literally just sitting there, not getting into any trouble, aside from my parents, of course, and minding my own business, which, by the way, is way better than me being out doing drugs, drinking, or getting into trouble. Anyways, my parents shouldn't be getting mad at me for something like being on my phone, especially if they're doing it too. Moving on to the second type of hypocritical people on my list, we have environmentalists. At my school, there are these environmentalist people that are always advertising and trying to bring more awareness to global warming, but they will get their daily iced coffee that is in a plastic container with a plastic straw. So much for saving the turtles, huh? If they're so about saving the turtles and slowing down climate change, why are they not doing a little more on their part to make a change? It's the whole practice what you preach thing, don't you think? Now, don't get me wrong, we earthlings really do need to get a move on with trying to save the earth before it dies, but why would these people verbally voice their opinion on single-use plastic and climate change if they're going to use them anyways? It just doesn't make sense. And we made it, guys. The number one type of hypocritical people on my list is girls. Now, this is a big one. One major thing that girls do that annoys me is that they'll say they hate this one person, but then the next day you'll see them hanging out with this person they hated on just the other day, and are now calling each other best friends. Like, since when? It's insanely annoying. Like, if you don't actually hate them, then why bother wasting your breath saying it? Another big thing is that all over social media, I'll see girls tweeting about how girls need to stick together and support one another, which is true. We really need to, because we live in a world full of negativity and hatred. But these girls are the ones that judge and hate on others the most. Oftentimes in school, I'll overhear girls making fun of other girls who are literally doing nothing to them and don't deserve the hate they're getting, even though they don't know they're getting it. It's crazy to think that the ones who want to be the better person and show their support to the other girls are the ones giving the most hate. It's honestly quite sad if you think about it. If you're going to preach on supporting each other, you gotta do it and be the example to other girls who need it the most. Alright, so that's all I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on my list of the top 8 types of hypocritical people. And remember, these are my own thoughts and opinions, so take my experiences with a grain of salt, because everyone has a different experience with things, like hypocritical people. Also, don't get me wrong, I know that people can change their minds on things, but when they continue to do things that they say they hate, it's a different story, and they need to reevaluate what they're doing. In conclusion, don't be hypocritical. It's annoying. Stay tuned for next week's episode, guys, where we will be discussing why food is way better than people. It's gonna be a great one. Food is always gonna be there for you, more than people ever will. Potato chips are not going to judge you for eating one more than you probably should. French fries never ask for your plans after high school. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and until next time, my fellow friends. Also, there's one more ad because your girl needs some coin. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have Spotify Premium? You can now find out today with a free 30-day trial. That's 30 full days of ad-free music with access to almost all of the world's recorded music and podcasts. Don't forget to try Spotify Premium with a 30-day free trial and 15% off your first month after the free trial. Use code ALONDRA15 in all caps. That's capital ALONDRA15 at the checkout. Enjoy your free and discounted music and podcast, my fellow friends. Thank you.